Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Stonewade podcast. It's Saturday, it's not Wednesday. Usually do podcasts on Wednesday. I'm here with Broccoli.
Hello.
Hello. Why is it on a Saturday today, Broccoli?
Suppose busy week.
Busy week, crap week, good week, all over the place awesome. Week. We've had some very challenging times this week. I've got 10 minutes to do this podcast before my next appointment. And the reason I wanted to do it was one, to stick to the commitment for this week and get it out. But the other thing is, I'm going to tell it as it is on this one. I have been challenged and stretched and almost to the point where, you and I, like, I walked out of a meeting with you the other day.
Yeah, I kind of got a bit of it on film. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I just said forget about it and just threw the thing down and walked out. I was, like, in the pressure cooker big time. And I want to talk about exactly that. Like, I think there's a bit of a delusion going on, potentially, around the path to success. Like, the path to success is not you set a goal and then things are going to happen and, like, whisk you there like a magic carpet in Aladdin and all of a sudden you pick up the princess and you're there. It's actually the total opposite. You will be thrown to the bottom of the sea. You will be pulled out. You will be buried in sand. You will be punched in the face. You will be setback after setback. Things will happen and you'll be stretched beyond, almost beyond your capacity, but you will always have the capacity to push forward. The real question is, you're going to wake up tomorrow. What are you going to do about it? I think sometimes those times... I was just on the phone to my PA 2 minutes ago. And she said, I'll show you this text. And she said, can we talk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And she said, I see you're completely drowning right now.
Yeah.
And she said, I feel... she feels her position isn't being effective enough for me, and because, like, dropping the ball, things happening. I, like, last night I walked in and she put this stuff on my desk and I just walked out again and I just said, I don't even want to talk to you, I'm gone. Not to be mean or anything, I just didn't have the mental capacity to take anything more in. And it's not just at work, it's like life, you know, like managing things outside of life. And add that, you know, we talk about the compound effect.
You can have the
negative compound effect too. And it's like build and build and build. One person can only take so much. And I'm sure that different times you've had that. Other people have had that. But I want people to actually understand that if you're serious about your success, and I mean serious about your success, you are going to be tested beyond your feeling that you're going to cope with it. But I think the thing of a true champion is they wake up tomorrow and say, what are they going to do about it?
Yeah.
And that's exactly where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do about it? I went to a listing the other day and I was just really complacent. Another agent came in, got an offer on it. Like, my mistakes are pretty expensive mistakes. They're like 30, 40, 50 grand every time you're, like, not on your game. And I could say, oh, I'm on my game for 99% of the other ones. But the reality was I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to buy something else and blah, 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 blah. And it was like I just was not in the zone. I own that thing. You know, it's no blame here. No, should have done this, should have done that. Well, I think to myself, I could have done this better. But yeah. I think I'm just out. I was just out of the zone this week. First job, get back in the energy zone. First thing. Next thing, take this thing by the horns. Provide better service. Go back to the basics. Really turn the volume up again. Turn the heat up again. Even with us, we had a very ordinary week, Broccoli, last week.
It was up and down.
You and me. Yeah.
Up and down.
Not some content, you know, like it just was not flowing. I could feel it, but I want an amazing week next week. I want a great day today. You know, like I've got an appointment here just in this house, just right there.
Yeah.
And I want to go in and wow that lady. I'm going to go back to the start again. Instead of saying to myself, oh, you know, how do I become ultra successful and this and that and la, 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 la. Forget all that for the moment. How do I actually make this moment really good?
So when you say, what are you going to do about it? Is that what you're going to do about it?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Yep.
What am I going to do about it? How do I bring it back to center again and get myself moving? Because I don't want people thinking like I'm on all these things just pretending everything's like amazing. And like you see some people, you think to yourself, do they ever have a problem in their life?
Like, at the building Broccoli, every building Broccoli, there's a problem.
Yeah, there is. You.
Yeah. See, everyone watches it.
But the reality is, this is my journey. We're documenting this stuff, yours, mine, people around us. so other people can see it and go, oh, that's what they did. Am I progressed in my career? Yeah, I am. Am I near where I want to be? No, not yet. Lots of ways. So there's going to be lots of interesting ups and downs. But the reality is, this point right now, I was stretched to the point where I could easily throw my hands up and say, forget it. I've had enough.
Mm.
All too hard. But I refuse to do that.
Yeah. Do you reckon some people like look at hates famous people like The Rock or like actors and they go, what challenges do they have?
Yeah.
But it's, I feel like the more successful you get, the more challenges become, like, they're more challenging.
For sure.
I watched this documentary on Avicii, the DJ that committed suicide. And he was like, his managers were like, oh, you got a tour here, you got a tour there. And they just have no time off.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah, they get to do what they love for a living, but still, sometimes it'd be so draining, and obviously he committed suicide. So I think people, I'm guilty of it. I always look at famous people and go, how can life be hard?
Yeah, for sure. But look at the amount of depression they have and all, and you know, that fame and wealth and all that sort of stuff. But it's true. It doesn't bring happiness. It just makes your life easier.
Yeah.
It definitely, fame brings more opportunity. Wealth gives you more choices. That's it.
Yeah.
The reality is you've still got to be in the zone.
Yeah, exactly. Like Gary Vee can't just put his feet up and go, nah, I'm not going to do anything.
Nah. Do you know Gary Vee? I don't know if you watched that thing on his coach, but his coach, when he started working with him, he couldn't touch his neck without him, like, just touch it, without him being in excruciating pain.
Really?
Couldn't hardly bend his neck, couldn't touch it, down his back. He, like, and that's tension. So that's tension. You live in a space of tension all the time, anxiety, tension, angry, whatever. It's going to show itself.
Yeah.
So Gary Vee's obviously under a lot of pressure with his company and this and that. But, yeah, he gets on and he does these things and it's like, wow, bang, boom, 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 boom. That costs somewhere.
It's almost like the bad times and the challenging times. They're like training sessions in a way.
They are.
They train you.
When you talk to someone who's really seasoned and they talk confidently and calmly and they're just like, you can tell they've been through a whole lot of stuff, they develop a level of certainty inside. You can't get that certainty without going through severe uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you sort of form it up and create this place where you're like, no, I did that. And then it creates a level of certainty that you transfer to other people. You know, when you just deal with someone and you're just like, yeah, they're pretty confident, those people.
Yeah.
But not in an arrogant way, just you feel safe with them.
Yeah, it's like they've been through something so rough that some other challenges aren't that rough and they can just get through it because they know they've been through the rough challenges.
Like an experienced pilot.
Yeah.
You've been on I went skydiving a little while ago. The guy had done 17,000 jumps.
Yeah.
I felt pretty safe.
Honestly. Yeah.
Imagine the times when his parachute hasn't opened properly or things have happened or the wind's come up. I was like, yeah, that's really good. But you can't do that. So to me, this is number 118,000 times I've been in a space where I'm like, I get a choice. Do I just pack it up, go home, say it's all too hard, or do I say, hang on, how do I become even better from this and go to this space that I haven't been before? Now's one of those times for me.